With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continues to blast Hamas terrorists who are still holding Israeli hostages almost 2 years after their bloody October 7th civilian attacks. At the United Nations on Friday, Netanyahu demanded that Hamas, in his words, let my people go. Among those watching Netanyahu's address was U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
All free-loving people everywhere and every nation at the UN should have applauded that message and that call. Right after October 7th, Bibi Netanyahu said it as well as anybody could. He summarized the whole thing. He said, this is a battle of good versus evil, light versus darkness, civilization versus barbarism. And that has not changed. It still goes on, and the United Nations needs to get behind the right, the good side of this, so it can be resolved.
Speaker Johnson's full interview on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins will be broadcast nationally starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today on the Salem News Channel. Also at the UN this week, President Trump unleashed a blistering tirade against climate change policies.
Donald Trump has long been a critic of climate science and green energy policies, and he let loose during his address to the UN General Assembly.
It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion.
He sharply criticized the European Union for reducing its carbon footprint, which he claimed has taken a toll on its economy, and warned countries that have invested heavily in renewable energy that their economies will suffer. Greg Clugston, The White House.
New census data refutes a claim that America is systemically racist. And the statistics come from the new Census Bureau report on household incomes, and it shows a rapid rise in incomes for Asian and Hispanic households over the past year and continues a positive trend that dates back to the early 1980s. This is SRN News. A Michigan transgender legal case is set to proceed. Here's Michael Harrington.
A U.S. district court will not quash a lawsuit filed by a couple who accused the Rockford Public School District of helping their teenage daughter live as a boy in class without their permission. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the parents, and spokesman Kate Anderson says, quote, parents have the right to direct the upbringing, education, and health care of their children without government interference. Schools should never hide vital information from parents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law intended to curtail abortion pills, but at least one provider plans to keep shipping them into the Lone Star State. Angel Foster, who runs Massachusetts-based The Map, which prescribes the drugs to women in every state, says that her organization will keep doing business in Texas. The Map has shipped abortifacients to about 10,000 Texas women in the past 2 years. This is SRN News. If the White House thought its threat to fire federal workers during a government shutdown and that would spark a Democrat retreat on the issue, they may be disappointed because, as Bernie Bennett reports so far, that's not happening.
Instead, multiple congressional Democrats brushed off the prospect of mass layoffs floated in an Office of Management and Budget memo as a negotiating tactic and vowed not to bend as a midnight September 30th shutdown deadline approaches. Some Republicans argue that the party should be straightforward about what the potential impacts will be if the government shuts down Wednesday. They're hoping the memo will weigh on Democrats over the coming days, with GOP leaders planning a revote on their punt as early as Tuesday. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Federal Reserve's favored inflation gauge accelerated slightly in August compared to a year ago, the Commerce Department reported Friday. Its personal consumption expenditure, or PCE, price index was up by 2.7% in August compared to 2024. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.